AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Family members say a 22-year-old former U.S. Marine has been killed in the fighting in Ukraine. His wife and his mother say Willie Joseph Cancel was killed Monday. He'd been sent to Ukraine by a military contracting company. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We don't have official confirmation, even though we've seen the reports, but we have not had that official process through the government, so I can't speak to other specifics about him beyond that.
Cancel's mother told CNN his body has not been found. He joined the Marines after graduating from high school in 2017. He left the service in 2021. In Ukraine, hundreds of people evacuated to Kharkiv from a nearby village that had been occupied for more than a month. At the Pentagon, spokesman John Kirby became emotional about Russian President Vladimir Putin's seeming brutality.
It's difficult to look at some of the images and imagine that any well-thinking, serious, mature leader would do that. So I can't talk to his psychology, but I think we can all speak to his depravity.
Brian Ulrich, the Georgia man affiliated with the far-right Oath Keepers militia group, is the second Capitol rioter to plead guilty to seditious conspiracy for his actions leading up to and during the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. The 44-year-old agreed to cooperate with authorities investigating the riot, including testifying before a grand jury. The Justice Department files a motion to intervene in an ongoing lawsuit challenging Alabama's new law making it a felony for doctors to treat transgender people under the age of 19 with puberty blockers and hormones to help affirm their new gender identity. Doctors and others could get 10 years in prison. Four families with transgender children, two doctors, and a member of the clergy filed suit saying the law is an unconstitutional violation of equal protection free speech rights and an intrusion into parental decisions. This is AP News. Tech stocks sink again as the Nasdaq has its worst month since 2008. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
Stocks took a beating Friday to close out a dismal April as technology stocks fell and Amazon posted its first loss since 2015. The Nasdaq slid 3.5% and posted its biggest monthly loss since the 2008 financial crisis. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 741 points, or 2.1%, to 33,193. The benchmark S&P 500 fell 3.6% and finished April with an 8.8% loss, its worst monthly slide since March 2020.
A Los Angeles funeral home owner illegally left the remains of 11 people, including infants, in stages of decay and mummification. Mark B. Allen faces 22 misdemeanor charges, two for each person. The maximum penalty is $110,000 fine, 11 years in jail. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.